Thank you, Chair. As it stands, this provision is a major concern for businesses. As a general remark, envisaging criminal liability of individuals would open the door for states to hold liable directors, human rights managers, and shareholders in companies. Piercing the corporate veil will not only go against well-established principles of law, but would have significant negative consequences for states. Fear of criminal liability will impact on companies' decision to enter in a given market and might lead to de-investment in developing countries. It might also imply for companies to cut their tier one suppliers to ensure that risks are minimized. If companies exit from markets with human rights deficits, who will improve the situation on the ground? This would ultimately negatively impact local communities and the very rights holders that we all seek to protect in this room. Liability needs to be determined by national law in accordance with existing commercial liability regulation, which may or may not include natural persons. On the specific subparagraphs regarding 8.1, the text creates legal uncertainty. Since the definitions of human rights due diligence in Article 1 does not reflect that of the UNGPs, there is a risk that the treaty extends liability to the entire supply chain, hence beyond companies' actual real control. This might push companies to withdraw from countries with difficult human rights situations on the ground out of fear of prosecution for adverse impacts deriving from causes beyond their sphere of control. Regarding 8.2, any liability for failure to prevent should be based on sufficient foreseeability and avoidability of the harmful event and consider the company's effort to conduct effective due diligence. However, the draft departs from such model and seeks to transform due diligence from a process-based to an outcome-based standard. Moreover, it foresees civil liability without a sufficient causality nexus. To conclude, for 8.3, contrary to international criminal law jurisprudence, there is no reference to the level of implication needed for a business to be deemed complicit. And finally, on 8.4, we believe that the establishment of civil and criminal liability should follow national procedures and conditions as reflected in the wording consistent with domestic legal and administrative systems. Thank you.